to Brother Timothy.
早上主要我们把一切的重担都解脱在加略山。
This morning, the Lord wants us to lift up our burdens on Calvary.
主已经看见我们一切的艰难。
The Lord has saw all the difficulties.
眼泪、苦痛、悲叹。
All the tears, the pain, and sorrow.
我们可以把所有重担交托在主的身上。
We can lift our burdens before the Lord.
我们的主和我们是何等的亲近。
Oh, the Lord is so near to us.
我们一起来唱，来读一下诗篇第六十八篇十九节。
Let's read Psalm 68, verse 19.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。我们的神是天天背负我们重担的。
The Lord, we believe, bears our burdens daily.
我们一起来读马太福音十一章第二十八节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。主真的知道我们这些人都是劳苦担重担的。
The Lord knows that we are the people who bear burdens and with weary.
每一个人在世界上，我想我们都承认我们是劳苦担重担的。
Every one of us will believe that when we live on this world, we bear burdens and we have weary.
每一个家庭，我想都有许多的劳苦重担。
In family as well.
曾经有一个人，他去找一个年长的老者。
There's one young man who went to seek an old man.
他说我的家里面有好多好多的重担。
He said that I have many, many burdens in my family.
你可不可以帮助我来解决这些问题？
Could you help me to solve all these problems?
这个老者告诉他说，你先去找一个家庭是没有什么重担的。
The old man said, just you can go find one family without the burdens.
然后我就来教你怎么样从这个重担中得到解脱。
Then I will teach you how to be free from all the burdens.
那个人找了半天。
So the man went out and seek.
最后他回来告诉老者一个结论。
And he came back and told the old man.
他说每一个家庭都有重担。
He said every family has burdens.
其实我们家的重担还不是那么顶重的。
And the burdens in our family is not as bad as others.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是劳苦担重担的。
We are people who are weary and bear heavy laden.
但是我们的主呼召我们说，我们可以到他这里来。
But the Lord says we can come before him.
到主这里，我们得着了安息。
Before him, we receive rest.
他是天天背负我们重担的主。
He bears our burdens daily.
我们再来读加拉太书第六章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 6.
第二节到第五节。
Verse 2 to verse 5.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当省察，查验自己的行为，这样他所花的就专在自己，不在别人了。因为个人必担当自己的担子。那在这里第二节说，你们个人的重担要互相担当。
In verse 2 says, carry each other's burdens.
那重担呢是要互相担当的。
We should carry each other's burden.
可是为什么到了第五节他说，个人必担自己的担子。
But how so? Verse 5 says, each one should carry his own load.
如果是互相担当。
If we carryEach other's burden.
但是呢，到了第五节又说个人要担自己的担子。
But when it comes to verse 5, it says we should carry our own load.
我们每一个人还是有自己的责任。
Each one of us have have our own responsibility.
这两边的一个重担，一个担子， 它用的字是不太一样的。
The word used in verse 2 is different from verse 5.
当我们有了一个很重的担子，
when we had a very heavy burden,
我们需要有同伴和我们一起来分担。
We need a companion to share this burden with.
有一句话我很喜欢。
I really like one saying.
分担的重担是一半。
To the burden was shared is in half.
那分享的喜乐呢, 是加倍。
But the joy that we that are shared are multiplied.
当你有重担的时候,
when you have burden,
有同伴和你一起来分担,
when there's a companion who can share your burden,
真的是我们非常的感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
真的神常常把这样的同伴赐给我们。
The Lord often gives us friends like that.
另外一点呢，分享的喜乐乃是加倍的。
The joy that was shared is multiplied.
原本喜乐在你的里面。
Originally, you might have the joy inside of you.
当你和你的同伴一分享，
but when you share with your friends,
不但你喜乐，他也得着你的喜乐。
Not only you are joyful, but your friends are also joyful.
他这边告诉我们说，这个个人的重担要互相担当。So
right here it says, carry each other's burdens.
那第五节讲到个人必担自己的担子。
Verse 5 says, each one should carry his own load.
我记得在中国常常看到很多的工厂前面都贴了一个标语。
When I was in China, I saw this sign in front of many factories.
他说今日工作不努力。
If you don't do your best to work today,
明日努力找工作。
You will have to work early tomorrow.
今天我们每一个人，我们有我们的责任。
Each one of us has our own responsibility.
神在我们的身上叫我们个人要担自己的担子。
The Lord says that we should carry our own load.
我想在这一节圣经前面第六章第一节，他讲到一句说：“弟兄们，若有人被过犯所胜。”
Before in the verse 1 it says, brother, if someone is caught in sin,
你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
You who are spiritual should restore him gently.
他讲到属灵的人,
it talks about a spiritual man.
要把一个人挽回来, 必须是一个温柔的灵。
And needs a gentle spirit to restore a brother.
那温柔的灵呢, 乃是圣灵所结的果子。
The gentleness is from the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit.
那只有这样子是把人能够挽回来的。
Only this way can save and can restore a person.
他下面接着讲说，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
And it continues, says, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted.
当有人偶然被过犯所胜，
when someone is caught in sin,
我们彼此有一个责任。
We have the responsibility for one another.
互相担当,
we should carry each other's burden.
用一个温柔的灵要把人挽回来,
with the gentle spirit.
今天不是看见人偶然被过犯所胜, 是指指点点的。
It's not to condemn the person who overcame by sin.
或在背后说长道短的,
or to say something behind his back.
只要我们存着一个温柔的灵,
The Lord wants us to have a spirit of gentleness.
所有的重担是互相担当的。
We carry each other's burden.
但他下面接着讲到就是说, 又当自己小心, 恐怕也被引诱。
It says, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted.
今天我们每一个人都必须来到主的面前。
Every one of us should come before the Lord.
我们有我们的责任。
We have our own responsibility.
今天不是讲到说, 他这样不好, 所以我也可以不好。
It's not to say that because he did it, he's that way, so I can be that way.
不是你看见说, 梁弟兄在那里发脾气。
It's not because brother Timothy is having a temper.
所以我发脾气也是应该的。
So it's okay for me to throw some temper.
今天我们看见说有人偶然被过犯所胜。
Today we see a brother who is overcame by sin.
当主的爱充满在我们的里面
When the love of the Lord filled in our heart
我们忧伤我们祷告
We pray and we pray for the brother
当主的生命从我们里面流露出来
When the life of the Lord flow out from our
只有这个生命能够把人挽回
Only this life can restore a person
不是指责不是定罪
Not to condemn Not to judge
但是今天我们自己有我们的担子
But we also have our own load
有我们的责任
We have our own responsibilities
我们需要让主的生命从我们身上能够活出来
May the Lord help us to live out the life from within
他说个人必担当自己的担子
So everyone should, each one should carry his own load
不但在我们的生活里面我们个人有个人的责任
In our daily life we have our own responsibilities
每一个人有他个人的担子
We have our own burden
也有一些的担子是他所做的事情所带来的后果
Some of the burden came from the result of the daily load his work
It's like a consequence
Oh, consequences
那在这样的情况的里面这些担子你必须要自己负起来的
SoAll the consequence, we have to be responsible for those consequences.
很多时候人喜欢把责任就转移推到别人的身上。
People sometimes like to veer away from those responsibilities and put it on others.
当亚当吃了那个分别三个树的果子。
When Adam ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil,
那他所讲的是那个女人
He blamed the woman
那个女人是神预备的那个女人叫我吃的
Is the woman who God prepared That woman made me eat the fruit
那个女人说是那个撒旦是那个蛇叫我吃的
The woman says is that Satan that serpent made me eat the fruit
哇这个生命今天都在我们的里面
So this life is all in us
有时候从我们孩子很小的时候
We see a child
你管教他
We discipline them.
好像他们总有一些理由的
they always have some reason
是因为这个因为这个
Because of this, because of that
常常都是因为别人的缘故
Because of others
但是弟兄姊妹今天我们个人有我们个人的担子
But brothers and sisters, we have our own load to bear
很多的时候我们要成长
Sometimes we have to grow
一个非常重要的就是你愿意承认你自己的情形
The very important thing is that we admit our true condition.
你愿意担起你自己的担子来。
We're willing to bear our own load.
那在这样的情况的里面，我们才能够真正的被主来对付。
So then the Lord can deal with us.
今天神要我们个人担起自己的担子。
The Lord wants us to bear our own load.
有我们的责任需要负的。
There's responsibility that we have to.
但是前面他讲到说，你们的重担要。互相担当
But we have to carry each other's burden.
这边的重担是一个非常重的担子
The burden says here is a very heavy burden.
在这个重担的里面我们要互相来担当
And we should carry each other's burden.
我们感谢主今天我们在神的家里面
We thank the Lord and the house of God.
神也把许多的同伴赐给我们
Give us many companions.
叫我们一同来走这条道路。
So we can walk on this way, the path.
叫我们能够来互相担当这些重担。
We can carry each other's burden.
也许有些重担你原本自己你是负不起这个责任。
Maybe some of the burden we couldn't even bear.
啊，那样的痛苦。
It's very painful.
但是呢，今天当我们有了同伴。
But when we have companion today,
我们可以彼此一起来祷告
We can pray together.
一起来交通
We can share with one another.
一起来扶持
We can support one another.
叫这些重担能够互相的担当
So the burden can be shared among one another.
他下面讲一句话非常的重要
The next says,
如此就完全了基督的律法
Then it completes.Fulfilled the law of Christ.
我们知道在整个加拉太书里面他们所对付的一个很大的一个问题就是这些犹太主义的人要把这些信主的带回到律法的里面
In book of Galatians, there's one condition that all the Jews who want to bring the Christians back to the belief system that they used to have.
律法是圣洁的,
the law is holy,
是公义的,
is righteous,
是良善的,
is good.
律法没有什么不好,
the law is not bad.
但是当人要想遵守律法,
but when man wants to fulfill the law,
好像遵守了律法, 才能满足这个福音的要求,
to in order to fulfill the to satisfy the salvation, they want to they still go through the work of the law.
也就是说, 在福音之外, 还要加上律法,
so outside of salvation, there's the law still needed.
这就不是真正的福音了。
Then this is not the gospel is being preached.
所以保罗在那里大声疾呼啊。
So Paul shouted.
他为我们做一个非常大属灵的征战。
He fought a great spiritual battle for us.
因为当时候如果他的位置没有站得那么稳,
if at that time he couldn't stand firmly,
今天我们可能都失落了。
And maybe today we are all lost.
因为天然的人那么习惯也那么喜欢靠自己的力量。
Because natural men tend to use our own strength.
所以呢, 保罗告诉我们, 我们是从圣灵入门的。
So Paul says we are we come in through the Spirit.
我们不能靠着肉身来成全。
Not through the flesh.
今天所有的肉体是无益的。
All the flesh is useless.
所以我们在讲到十字架的时候，曾经有一个是说到肉体和肉体的邪情私欲都已经与基督同钉在十字架上了。So
previously we talked about the flesh and the desire of the flesh was crucified on the cross with Christ.
因为肉体没有办法来成全神的律法。Because
the flesh cannot satisfy the law of God.
今天只有耶稣基督来了。
Only when Jesus came, he could fulfill the law,
满足律法,
satisfy the requirement of the law. He can go beyond the law. So this is called the law of Jesus Christ. The law of Jesus Christ is beyond the law of Moses.
弟兄姊妹，你也许会问说, 如果摩西的律法不过是一个很低的标准,
then you will ask if the law of Moses is such a low standard.
那基督的律法比摩西的律法要求的标准又高了很多啊。
And if the law of Christ is so much more, so much beyond the law of Moses.
摩西的律法讲到说我们在行为上不能做什么，不能做什么。
The law of Moses says that we cannot do certain things, we cannot do certain things.
那基督的律法甚至要求我们里面的心怀意念。
But the law of Jesus Christ talks about our inner condition.
在摩西的律法，你杀了人，你当然是犯罪的。
In the law of Moses, when you kill a man, that's you violate the law.
但是在基督的律法，你恨人的，你就是杀人了。
But in the law of Jesus Christ, when you hate someone, you already killed a person.
所以你想说，那基督的律法是要求这么高？
So you will say, with the law of Jesus, with such a high standard,
我们怎么可能做到呢?
How can this be possible?
但是在这边他讲到说, 如此就怎么样, 就完全了基督的律法。
But here it says that you will fulfill the law of Christ.
简单来讲, 基督的律法可以总归在一个, 就是主耶稣叫我们彼此相爱。
So the law of Jesus Christ comes back to the love of loving one another.
整个律法的总归啊,
the
end of law.
The end of law is Jesus Christ.
那今天呢,
and today, because Jesus gave his life for us, only this life can fulfill the law of Jesus Christ. So we read the book of Galatians.
一面看见保罗在这里大声地说, 叫我们不是活在律法的里面。
On one hand, Paul says, let's not live in the law.
今天我们都在恩典的里面。
We live under grace.
他叫我们不是靠着肉身来行这个律法。
Not through the flesh to fulfill the law.
但是在这里告诉我们，成全了基督的律法。
But right here it says fulfill the law of Jesus Christ.
啊，我们里面真的充满了感谢。
We thank the Lord for this.
我们也敬拜我们的神。
And we worship Him.
他做的实在是那样的奇妙。
He did such a marvelous things.
今天我们说重担互相担当。
Since we bear each other's burden.
你不要看这是一个小事情。
Don't look at it as a small thing.
他说如此就完全了基督的律法。
And through this you fulfill the law of Jesus Christ.
我们蒙恩得救了以后。
After we are saved.
我们就不是单个自己的一个人了。
We're not just an individual.
不是说你来到教会里面你就各管各的。
It's not when you come to the church, you just do your own thing.
当我们一蒙拯救。
After we are saved.
那首诗歌讲说恩典带我们归回他的羊圈。
The hymn says that the grace brought us back to his fold.
我们都不再是做外人了。
We are no longer the outsider.
我们乃是什么家里的人。
We are all family members.
今天你看弟兄姊妹们。
When we see brothers and sisters,
我们乃是家里的人。
We are family.
我们乃是一家人。
We are one family.
也就是说，今天我们在基督里，乃是在一的里面。
So when we're in Christ, we're in oneness.
今天不是说他的事情是他家的事。
It's not to say this person's problem is his own.
今天我们乃是在一个家的里面。
We're in one family.
所以重担互相的担当。
So we bear each other's burden.
当你愿意担弟兄姊妹的担子。
And when you are willing to bear a brother's or a sister's burden.
常常你发现一个非常奇妙的事情。
And you will find out a marvelous thing.
你很实际的经历到主正在担你的担子。
You will experience that God is bearing your burden.
常常有弟兄姊妹他们和我们一起交通。
When brothers and sisters share with us,
他们讲到很多他们生活里面的担子。
They talked about their burden in their daily life.
很多夫妻讲到他们夫妻之间的关系上的问题，各样的重担。
Between the relationship of husband and wife,
我们有的时候就分享一点，我们发现有一个秘诀啊。
We share one thing, the secret.
怎么样来？让你的重担被减轻呢
？How can we decrease the burden？
这边叫我们看见说，重担要互相担当。
Right here it says we have to bear one another's burden。
但是你常常想到说，重担互相担当，就是说我的重担有没有人来替我分担一点
？So when we talk about this verse, sometimes we think that we're waiting for someone to bear our burdens。
这很奇妙。如果我们只是想说，是不是有人来帮我分担一点的重担
？We're waiting for someone to bear our burdens。
或者是说，我们甚至有些抱怨，怎么没有人来关心我？我好多的重担，没有人来帮我一起分担呢
？Or sometimes we blame some other people who did not come and help us to bear the burden with us。
属灵的事情常常它的次序都是在我们意料之外的。
As the will of the spirit sometimes outside of what we are expected.
我们讲说互相担当，我们总是第一个想到说，我的重担有没有来替我分担
？So when we say carry one another's burden, we think someone else is ready to bear my burden.
但是实际的经历
，But the experience.
是说，当你的重担要减轻的时候，你发现是你先愿意。来担别人的担子。
When we are ready to bear others' burdens, that's the time when we start to have our own burden decrease.
当你愿意把别人的担子带到你的祷告里面来。
When you're willing to bear someone else's burden in your prayer.
好奇妙。
It's indeed a marvelous thing.
一下子你觉得你自己的担子好像都减轻了。
All of a sudden, you feel your burden is being lightened.
属灵的原则和我们属世的原则是不一样的。
The principle of the spiritual realm is different from the principle of this world.
你说我已经有好重的担子。
You say I have a very heavy burden.
我需要人家来担都来不及了。
It's not enough when others to I'm waiting for others to bear my burden.
我哪有余力再来担人家的担子呢？
How do I have extra strength to bear others' burden?
弟兄姊妹，但是当我们看见神的话，
But when we see the word of God,
当我们看见说个人的重担要互相担当，
When we see that the Lord wants us to bear one another's burden,
我们里面真的盼望说如此就完成了基督的律法。
This way that we fulfill the law of Jesus Christ,
基督的律法，基督的爱充满在我们的里面。
That way the love of our Lord can fill in our heart,
你让这个爱从我们里面出来。
And this love will flow out from us.
你会很自然所关心的乃是别人的重担。
Naturally, you will care about another person's burden.
甚至过于你自己的重担。
More than your own burden.
当你这样子为同伴、为别人祷告。
And this, when you pray and care for others this way,
会发现很奇妙。
You will discover,
你的担子减轻了。
Your burdens has been lightened.
你的重担主在那里背负。
The burden that you have, the Lord has already bare for you.
我想有很多很多的弟兄姊妹都能够做这样的见证。
Many brothers and sisters can give this kind of testimony.
所以常常我们和弟兄姊妹私底下交通的时候，
So when we're just sharing among one another,
你们两个彼此好像都成为重担。
When two of you became the burden with one another,
所有的眼睛都看着对方。
When your eyes are looking, on each other,
看着自己家里的难处。
You only look at your own problem in your family.
每一次你们若是有机会一起祷告，就是为着自己的重担在那里祷告。
And every time when you come together, you only pray for your own problems.
我们说你好不好试一试看看。
Can you maybe try this way?
这个必须要你自己来试的。
You have to try on your own.
好不好？你们试试看，一起祷告的时候，你们为别人祷告。
Let's try when you pray for another person's burden.
你把你的爱放在弟兄姊妹的身上。
Put your love on the other person's burden.
让主的爱从你的里面流出去。
Let the life of God flow out from you.
不一定你一定能够做多少的事情。
Not necessarily you can do something.
不一定你真的能够解决别人的难处。
Or to solve the other person's problem.
那是第一点，你为他祷告。
But first, you pray for the person.
在灵里面互相来担当。
You bear the burden in the spirit.
好多的见证，当他们愿意这样子来试的时候。
And there are so many testimony when they try this.
的确，他们个人的重担减轻了。
And、indeed, they have their own burden has been lightened that way.
好像我们担别人的担子。
It's like how we bear other person's burden.
主就担我们的担子。
And the Lord will bear our burden.
神要我们在这里看见。
The Lord wants us to see here.
他盼望基督的律法能够成全。
He wants to see that the law of Jesus Christ can be fulfilled.
成全在我们这些神儿女的身上。
Can be fulfilled in the children of God.
怎么成全呢？
How?
叫我们重担互相担当。
Carry one another's burden.
彼此相爱，
love one another，
彼此扶持，
support one another，
彼此代祷，
pray for one another。
若我们想到说如此就完成了基督的律法，
in this way we fulfill the law of Jesus Christ，
是何等大的一件事情！
What a great thing！
但是基督律法的完成，今天关系在我们的身上。
But the fulfillment of the law of Jesus Christ hinges upon us。
让我们把自己交托在主的面前。
So we lift ourselves to the Lord.
其实我们看见我们个人担自己的担子。
It says we also carry our own load.
我们也互相担当重担。
We also carry one another's burden.
让基督的律法能够完全。
So the law of Jesus Christ can be fulfilled.
我们刚刚读到诗篇六十八篇第十九节说，天天背负我们重担的主。
We read about the Psalm 68, when the Lord bears our burdens daily.
就是拯救我们的神。
Is our Savior.
这位神他是应当称颂的。
Praise to be the Lord.
我们蒙恩得救了以后，不单我们在神的家里面。
Not only in the house of God after we're saved,
我们重担可以彼此互相的担当。
We carry one another's burden.
其实我们蒙恩得救，有一位神。
There's one God.
他是天天背负我们重担的主,
who bears our burden daily.
天天,
every day.
每一天, 这位神,
every day our Lord bears our burdens.
但是弟兄姊妹,
though we often still experience a lot of burdens,
we inside.
We bear by our own strength.
曾经有一个老农夫, there
was a farmer who bore a heavy burden on his shoulder.
有一个人开着车子经过,
there's a car passed by.
他看见了, 哎呀, 这个老农夫担这么重的担子, 就把车停下来,
he saw this farmer carry such a heavy load on his shoulder, so he stopped the car.
他说, 老先生啊, 到我车上来啊,
come ride with me.
你要到哪里去, 我载你一程,
where are you going? I'll take you there.
这个老先生呢, 很高兴就上了车,
so the farmer was so happy and got up on the car.
这个人就开开开,
and this the driver kept driving.
为什么越开呢? 这个老先生呢, 好像还在那里喘气啊。
But while he was driving, he still saw the farmer was still breathe heavily.
他就发现说, 这个老先生上了车, 他的担子还担在他自己的身上。
So he saw this farmer that was still carrying his load on the car.
他告诉老先生, 老先生, 你已经上了车啊, 把那个担子放下来啊。
So the farmer says, you can drop your load because you're on the car already.
那这老农夫他怎么讲呢?
And the farmer says,
他说, 那真不好意思啊。 他说我都已经上了车了。
Oh, sorry that I'm on the, even though I'm on the car.
他说我怎么好意思再把这个担子再放加重在你的车上呢?
How can I put this load on your car?
好像这是 extra load 哈。
It sounds like it's an extra load for the car.
我想我们也许都听过这个故事。
So we probably heard this story before.
我们也想说, 这个老农夫实在是想不清楚啊。
Because this farmer's mind is not very clear.
但是很多时候弟兄姊妹, 其实我们信了主以后, 我们的光景和这老农夫是差不多的。
But oftentimes our condition is like this farmer.
我们已经在基督里了。
We're in Christ.
可是呢, 好多的重担,
but many burdens.
我们不是想说, 我们的主是天天背负我们重担的主。
Even though the word of God says that the Lord bears our load, burden daily.
好像乃是我们自己天天还在背着这个重担。
But we feel like we still bearing our own load, our own burden daily.
所以主耶稣说, 凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来啊。
So Jesus said, come to me, all who are heavily laden and weary.
他要使我们得享安息啊。
I will give you rest.
所有劳苦担重担的都到主这里来。
Come all of you who bear all burdens.
叫我们把我们的重担能够卸下来。
So we can drop our load.
交在主的手里面。
And give it to the Lord.
我们如果说我们都在基督里了。
If we say we are in Christ,
我们都上了车,
if we are on this car,
今天不是靠着我们自己再来背这些担子,
we don't need to bear our own load.
无论是我们环境的,
no matter if it's coming from the environment,
无论是我们心里的重担,
or the burden from your heart,
无论是我们身体上的重担,
or your physical condition,
无论是哪一样的担子,
no matter what it is,
今天我们可以把担子交在恩主的手里。
We can unload these burdens to the Lord.
他是天天背负我们重担的主。
He bears our burden daily.
那在诗篇第55篇22节,
In Psalm chapter 55 verse 22,
他讲到说, 你要把你的重担卸给耶和华。
It says, cast your care onto the Lord.
他必抚养你。
And he will sustain you.
Sustain you. 他必抚养你。
He will sustain you.
所以在这里我们看见主怎么担我们的重担。
So here we see how the Lord bears our burden.
我们在经历里面有两种不同的情形。
There are two different experiences in us.
一种呢，他就把我们的重担就担去了。
One is that he just took away from us.
原本你有这个难处。
When we had, when we originally we had these difficulties,
你把它交在主的手里。
And we just give it to the Lord.
你祷告。
And we pray,
神把这个难处就挪去了。
And the Lord just took it away from you.
啊，多少时候我们经历到神这样背负我们的重担。
Many times we experienced the Lord took away our burden this way.
我们身上有软弱，有疾病。
When we have sickness,
我们向我们的神祷告。
We pray to our Lord.
他就伸手来医治我们。
And he came and healed us.
把这个难处，把这个重担就挪去了。
He took away our sickness.
啊，我们心里感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
他是天天背负我们重担的主。
He bears our burden daily.
但是另外一种情形。
But another experience,
主也是背负我们的重担。
He bears our burden.
但是在我们经历上好像不一样。
But experience wise, it's a little bit different.
像有的时候一个小孩子他拿着一个蛮重的东西。
It's like a child carrying a heavy thing.
他找他的爸爸说，爸爸你来帮我拿，拿到楼上去。
He asks his father and says, Dad, can you carry this?For me to the upstairs.
一种情况呢，这个爸爸把这个重的东西一拿，就到楼上去了。
One way is that the father took it and then just went up to.
所以这个小孩子一下子他不需要拿这个重担了。
So the child did not have to carry the load.
他爸爸帮他拿到楼上去了。
The father took the load upstairs already.
哇，他很高兴。
So he's happy.
那另外一个爸爸他做另外一种方式。
Then another father.Did it another way.
这个小孩说，爸爸，我手上好重的东西，你来帮我。
The child says, Dad, can you carry this for me?
这个爸爸不是把重担拿走。
The father did not took away the load.
他把这个小孩抱起来。
He carried the child.
他把这个抱起来，一起就走到楼上去了。
He carried both of them to the upstairs.
小孩到了楼上。
When the child arrived at the upstairs.
好像这个重担并没有离开他。
It seems like the burden has never left him.
但是这个父亲把他们一起带到了楼上。
But the father carried both of them to the upstairs.
我想我们在一生中，我们经历我们的主怎么背负我们的重担。
Through our lifetime, we experience how the Lord carries our burden.
多少次我们的神那样的乐意把我们的难处挪去。
So many times God willing to get carry and.Take away our burden.
他也曾经亲身担当我们的罪。
And he bare our sin.
所有这些难处重担，弟兄姊妹，我们可以交托在主的面前。
We can give it to the Lord, unload to the Lord all these burdens.
在这一面来讲，这是神给我们一个很大的恩典。
On one hand, this is the grace of God.
有一些的重担呢，其实叫做明天的忧虑。
Some of the burden we call it the worry of tomorrow.
很多人被压垮了，不是因为他今天真的没有饭吃了。
Some people were pressed by the burden today is not because they don't have anything to eat.
他是怕下个月没有饭吃啊。
He's worried about the next month's meal.
所以那个下个月的事情把他今天压垮了。
So the worry of the next month crushes them.
主告诉我们说，一天的难处一天当就够了。
The Lord says, bear your difficulty.On that very day,
这种的重担你一定要交托给神。
You have to leave it to the Lord.
我们的主他是天天背负我们重担的主。
The Lord bears our burdens daily.
另外有一些的重担，罪的捆绑。
The other burdens are from the sin.
当我们蒙恩得救了以后
，When we are saved,
我们在基督里就是新造。
We're a new creation in Christ.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
The old has passed; everything is new.
所有罪的重担，主耶稣为我们担负了。
The Lord carries all the burdens for us.
我们不再受罪的捆绑。
We do not being confined by the sin.
我们不再受撒旦的控告。
We are not condemned by the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，有好多好多的重担，真的我们都来交托在神的面前。
We give all these burdens to the Lord.
但是我们也想到说，今天主背负我们的重担。
But the Lord bears our burdens today.
他不一定就是把我们今天所面对的难处拿掉。
Not necessarily taking them away from us.
当我们想到保罗，他在那里祷告三次，求神把那个刺从他身上挪去。
When Paul prayed about his difficulty and ask God to remove that from him three times.
也许我们想说保罗这么属灵。
And when we think that the Paul is such a spiritual man,
他的祷告神是一定会听的。
The Lord should answer his prayer.
他跟神的关系这么近。
With that, such a close relationship with the Lord,
甚至到了三层天上与神就是面对面了。
To a point that he was even in the third heaven and face to face with God.
他身上有一根刺，我们不晓得是什么。
We didn't know what kind of difficulty he has physically.
他祷告了一次。
But he prayed once.
结果神竟然没有答应他。
The Lord did not answer him.
他再祷告一次。
Pray another time.
把这个刺挪去啊。
Please remove.This from me.
神没有答应他。
The Lord did not answer.
第三次在祷告。
The third time he prayed again.
神有没有答应呢？
Did the Lord answer?
没有答应他。
The Lord did not answer.
神不没有答应保罗的祷告。
Lord did not answer Paul's prayer.
这个刺在他身上是一个很大的重担。
This difficulty is a heavy burden for Paul.
他求神把这个刺挪去。
He asked the Lord to remove it from him.
想把这个重担担去。
To ask him to take away this burden.
但是神没有答应他。
But the Lord did not answer.
神怎么告诉他呢？
How did the Lord say?
那一句话说，我的恩典是够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
神把一个够用的恩典来赐给保罗。
God has given Paul a sufficient grace.
神不是把他身上的难处拿走。
It's not to take away his difficulties.
不是把他的重担挪去。
It's not to remove his burden.
但是神给他够用的恩典。
But he gave him enough grace.
神好像是抱着他。
It's almost like God is carrying him.
连同他身上的刺。
With his difficulty.
连同他的重担。
With his burden.
神抱着他一起往前。
He carry him and move forward.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候？
How many times?
我们经历到你的难处，你祷告再祷告，神并没有把他挪去。
That when we pray about some difficulties, the Lord did not answer.
但是今天是不是我们说神啊？难道你不是那位天天背负我们重担的主吗？
And we pray that Lord, isn't you the one who bear our burdens daily?
我们的主会告诉我们，他是天天背负我们重担的主。
The Lord will answer says that yes, I am the one who bears your burden daily.
今天他正在背负你的重担。
He is bearing your burden right now.
因为他在那里把你一同背负起来。
Because he carry you, on his shoulder.
就好像那个父亲把那个孩子一起抱起来。
It's like the father carried that child.
连同他手上拿的重担。
With the burden, the load that he has on his hand.
弟兄姊妹，我们都在主的手里面。
We're all in God's hand.
我们的主他抱抱怀揣我们。
He cares and treasures us.
要带着我们往前而去。
He wants to carry us move forward.
所以我们看见我们的确可以把我们的重担卸给神。
So indeed we can give our burden to the Lord.
很多的时候的确我们经历到神就把这个难处挪去。
Many times we experienced that he took it away.
他就伸手医治我们。
He healed us.
他就帮助我们。
He helped us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
很多的时候我们也经历到
But many times,
他把我们抱在他的怀里面。
We also experienced that he carried us.
就我们天然人来看，好像这个难处还在。
Through our natural understanding, we still see the difficulties.
保罗身上那个刺还没有被挪去。
The difficulties on Paul did not been has not been removed.
但是主说我的恩典是够你用的。
The Lord says my grace is sufficient for you.
主把我们抱起来。
The Lord carried us.
叫我们经过这一生的年日。
Throughout our lifetime.
我们的里面有更深的感谢。
We thank the Lord even more.
我们说我们的主是天天背负我们重担的主。
We said the Lord bears our burden daily.
我们每一个时刻都可以学习把我们的重担来交托给他。
So we can learn how to give our burden to the Lord.
他要赐给我们够用的恩典。
He will give us enough grace.
当船在海上行走。
When the boat is sailing on the sea.
有时候遇见下面有一些的礁岩，有一些的阻挡。
When there is some rock underneath.
一种呢，你可以把这个礁岩一个一个把它挪去。
One way you can remove those rocks.
把你人生中这样的难处重担一个一个挪去。
You can remove all the rocks in your life.
另外一种神有的时候给你够用的恩典。
But sometimes the Lord will give you enough grace.
让那个水能够涨起来。
So the water will be higher.
让船能够从这些礁岩之上能够平安的过去。
And the boat can sail through the rock, above the rock.
今天只要我们把重担交托在神的手里。
So we give the Lord our burden.
我们神所给我们的是最好的。
What the Lord gave us is the best.
他的意念是超过我们的意念。
His thought is beyond our thought.
他的道路是超过我们的道路。
And his way is higher than our way.
他只有施恩的意念。
He only want to bless us.
他没有降灾祸的意念。
He does not want to punish us.
因为我们的神是这样的爱我们。
Because he loves us so much.
弟兄姊妹，所有的重担都可以解脱在加略山。
All the burdens can be lifted on the Calvary.
因为我们的主和我们是何等的亲近。
Because the Lord is so close, so near to us.
天天背负我们重担的主。
Bears our burden daily.
天天在我们人生的窄路上与我们同行。
Walk with us.In our daily life.
天天要我们藏身在他的里面。
He wants us to hide in him.
他抱抱他怀揣我们。
He treasures and cares for us.
他带着我们一起往前。
He carries us and moves forward.
弟兄姊妹，这样的一位主。
We have such a great Lord.
是我们可以把重担交托给他的。
Whom we can give our burden to.
好吧，我们再来唱这首诗歌503首。
Let's sing the hymn again 503.